Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The Knicks are still dealing with injuries. Even though OG Anunoby made his return, we're still waiting on Mitchell Robinson and Julius Randle to do the same. And one question that always comes up from Knicks fans, especially regarding Mitchell Robinson, is will he start or come off of the bench when he returns? And the main reason that question comes up is because of the strong play of Isaiah Hartenstein. And recently, Mitchell Robinson took to social media and he made some shocking comments regarding his return. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson wants to come off of the bench for the New York Knicks. If you're shocked right now, join the club. So am I. Because once I read this from Mitchell Robinson, when he made a comment on an Instagram post, I was a little bit floored. I can't lie. Because when you're a starting center in this league, you don't want to come back and come off the bench. You want to come back and you want to start. I don't know if he's been watching Knick games, seeing what the fans have been saying, what the coaching staff has been saying, what his skill set is. I'm not sure. But recently, he took to social media and he made a comment on the following post. Shout out to the account on Instagram called Knicks Movement for posting the following. He stated, "This is the lineup we're all looking forward to seeing." And he posted the image of Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and of course, Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson saw this post and he made the following comment. You can see it there in the red box. According to Mitchell Robinson, "I'll rather come off of the bench. Maybe I can show more." I don't know about you guys, but for me, this was a shocking comment and statement made by Mitchell Robinson. Again, you're a starting center. When you come back, you want to start. You don't want to come off of the bench. However, if you look at what he said, the way he ended that line, "Maybe I can show more." That's always been the issue for Mitchell Robinson. He's complained about it. He's made comments about it in the past. He's spoken to the media about it. He does not like the way he's utilized on offense when he's playing with those four other guys in the starting unit because he feels like he doesn't get to show his offensive game enough. He doesn't get to show his offensive bag enough. And because of that, he complains, he talks about it, and he gets frustrated about it. He doesn't like it. He often makes a lot of social media posts that are very cryptic about the fact that he wants to be played more and a little bit better on offense. And he doesn't think the Knicks staff sometimes do that. And he understands it to some degree because he understands for this Knicks team, his role is to be the defensive stopper, that defensive monster, the rebounding machine that he has been for the Knicks when healthy. His offensive rebounding numbers are off of the charts when healthy. And when he was playing with the Knicks, he was leading the league in offensive rebounding percentage. That is saying something given all of the big men who are playing in the NBA right now and their role in what they're doing. Mitchell Robinson leading the charge there is important. It also showcases Tom Thibodeau style basketball. In Tom Thibodeau style of basketball, he likes his centers to get put back dunks, get a lot of rebounds, second chance opportunities, throw that ball around. Make sure when you catch the rebound that you're spraying the ball out and you're passing the ball to other players who are more open than you are to get a better shot. So that way the Knicks can convert and get those points. That's exactly what Tom Thibodeau likes to do. Tom Thibodeau doesn't like his centers and often doesn't play centers that score a lot. Usually his centers pass, they block, they get rebounds, they do all of those things. but they don't score. Usually he has other players scoring. Maybe his point guard, maybe his power forward, maybe these other players. But normally the center is not needed for that. And when Mitchell Robinson makes the comment that maybe he can show more coming off the bench, that's probably what he means by that. He can probably show more not only on offense, but also on defense. And he probably sees what Isaiah Hartenstein is doing right now for the starting unit and his presence and what he means for that starting unit. The fact that he opens up the floor a little bit more. His passing is sensational. He helps find other players. And Mitchell Robinson, his defense, Isaiah Hartenstein cannot hold a candle to that. And that's not a knock against Isaiah. Isaiah is...
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Very good for what he does for this Knicks team. He does a lot of things a little bit better than Mitchell Robinson. But defensively, that fear you give the opposing team, Mitchell Robinson does that in spades. There's a difference when a player goes against Mitchell Robinson and they're going against Isaiah Hartenstein. And I'm not saying they shouldn't respect both of them. They should respect both of them because Hartenstein, he can block shots with some of the best of them. But Mitchell Robinson, his size, his length, the way he blocks shots, get rebounds, and his strength, is on a different level. He makes the Knicks a different defensive team when he's out there, just like OG Anunoby did as well, too. When OG's on the floor, the Knicks look different defensively. Just like that, when Mitchell Robinson's on that floor for the New York Knicks, they look extremely different defensively, way better defensively. And that's saying something given how good Isaiah Hartenstein has looked for the New York Knicks, not only on offense, but also on defense, especially when he's playing. He's also dealing with his own injury, a sore Achilles. So he's still working his way and trying to come back from that. And I know he will, especially for the playoffs. Mitchell Robinson will too. But if you're asking me regarding who should start, I've said it a number of times and I'll still say it. It should be based off of matchup. Most times, you're probably going to want to start Isaiah Hartenstein just because the matchup is going to favor him. But sometimes, like maybe when you're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think it would make more sense in that series to start Mitchell Robinson over Isaiah Hartenstein because I think Mitch has a better chance going up against Mobley and going up against Allen in that particular matchup. We saw it last year, and I think we'll see it again this year if that happens. But if that matchup doesn't exist, and maybe it's the Sixers versus the Knicks, and Embiid is playing, maybe at that point in time, I'll want Isaiah Hartenstein playing and starting. It just depends on the matchups for me. And I hope that's the case for Tom Thibodeau and the coaching staff for the New York Knicks, because it should be based off of that. If the Knicks can do that and base who they start at the center position based off of matchup, then I think this Knicks team is going to go extremely far in the postseason. But they're going to need to do that. And you have to ask yourself, is Tom Thibodeau going to be the coach to do that? I don't think he is. I don't think he will, because I think when he has something set that he likes, he's going to continue to utilize it and continue to go to it. Mitchell Robinson was the starting center for this Knicks team when we started the season, not Isaiah Hartenstein. Once Mitchell Robinson is fully good and fully recovered, that's probably going to be the same thing going again. But going back to Mitchell Robinson's comment here, I got to say again, like I said at the top of the video, I am absolutely shocked that a starting caliber center in Mitchell Robinson would make comments like this. You're a starting caliber center. Why would you say you want to come off of the bench? I can understand it to some degree because you want to showcase your bag a little bit more and showcase your offensive skills. And maybe you can do that if you're not playing with the starters. I understand that. But coming off of the bench may not change how Mitchell Robinson's utilized because Tom Thibodeau likes Mitchell Robinson playing a certain way. And who's to say he wouldn't want him playing that exact same way coming off the bench with the reserves, even though he's not playing with the starters anymore? It's not going to be a guarantee that he's going to be able to showcase more of his game because he's coming off the bench. Not when Tom Thibodeau is your head coach. So he should think about that before he makes a statement like this. Because if he comes off the bench, but he's doing the same thing that he's doing with the starters, only now with the reserves, he's probably going to be a little bit more angry and upset. So don't be surprised if you come back and you're coming off of the bench and Isaiah Hartenstein is the one that's starting. Because at this point in time, if you're making comments like this publicly, maybe Tom Thibodeau might experiment and try that out. However, we also understand who Tom Thibodeau is. We know the type of centers that he likes and the people that he likes to start. And Mitchell Robinson was starting for this team when everybody was healthy. Once everybody's healthy again, I absolutely believe that Robinson will get that starting role back and he will be the starting center. Whether he wants to or not, I think he will be the starting center and Hartenstein will come off the bench. Either way, though, whether you're hating on that or you're liking that or not, just remember, before the injury to Mitchell Robinson happened, we all were talking about how the Knicks had the best center duo in the league in terms of defense with Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein. And I think we could return to having that again. Let's remember that. But as of right now, again, very shocking comments coming from Mitchell Robinson on social media. Did you guys find it shocking as well, too? Let me know in the comments, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact, with semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner, too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.